telephone. Good afternoon, Jerry.
Rich, how are you, my friend?
I am living the dream, sir. How about yourself?
Don't you just love this time of the year?
Yes, it's so interesting and unpredictable.
Yeah, well, I'm talking sports.
Oh, that time of year, I don't pay attention. Great. It is fun.
Yeah, I mean, the Sox are off to a great start. Bruins about to begin the playoffs. Celtics not far behind. Golf's majors are underway. I don't know if you noticed. And the sweet smell of utter chaos is coming from the White House. I mean, what could be better?
Yeah, a little of everything for everybody out there. Now, before we talk about some of the sports, though, I want to talk about a new venture for you, as you're back on TV in a manner of speaking with an online broadcast at SLOO. I want to make sure I get it right, SLOOH.com.
Yes. That's right. Yep, SLOO. And let me tell you about the about SLOO and what it means. First of all, I didn't come up with this name. The boss did. But when you turn a large telescope, it's called SLOOing. Okay, and that's SLEW. Now, the boss wanted everybody to look at this thing and go, ooh, and ah. So it's SLOO, SLOOH. All right, let's get that out of the way.
I like that.
What we do is we watch celestial events, things that are happening in outer space. And tomorrow afternoon, for instance, we've got a show, and it's devoted to the planet Jupiter, which is as close to planet Earth as it's going to be all year. You can actually see it with the naked eye. We're going to be watching the moons, Ganymede in particular, moving in front of Jupiter. It's pretty cool. It's pretty damn cool.
Well, it is, and I love that. Now, did you have an interest in astronomy before this?
None whatsoever. They were just looking for a TV host, and they called everybody else, and they weren't available, so they got me.
I know better than that. I've seen some beautiful photographs that you've posted on social media and some of the night sky, early morning shoots.
Yeah, I don't get much sleep these days. I'm on the vampire schedule. What you do is you watch the forecast. If it's going to be a clear sky after like 2 a.m., I take a half a sleeping pill at 9 o'clock, wake up at 2. I'm out at Scudic Point, for instance, at 3 o'clock in the morning. I shoot until 5. I come back, and I pass out for about 2 days.
Wow. And you're still doing the gallery, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I have no life, Rich.
Well, but
hello?
That's why you're on with us. Otherwise, we'd never be able to get you.
Have it.
Let's talk a little baseball first. That Red Sox season underway, certainly a good start. Chris Sale looks like a guy that's going to fit in quite nicely.
Oh yeah, so far so good, huh? I was just so happy to see that, man. But it was kind of, I guess it was a little predictable. I mean, with 40 degrees at Fenway, who's going to hit that guy? Who's going to hit anything? So he comes out of the gate and, you know, wants to make a good impression, comes out of the gate fast, does exactly what they were hoping he would do. Let's keep it up. You know, I thought about this, and it's, you know, he comes from another major market, Chicago, you know, just as much pressure there as there is in Boston. So why wouldn't you think that he would do well?
Well, no, I think he's got the right attitude, and maybe it's a slightly different attitude than that of David Price.
Yeah. Are you worried about Price? Because I am a little bit.
Well, you know, I wasn't until recently, because I looked at last year and said, if that's your down year, 17 wins, 230 innings, I'll take that. But now I'm starting to wonder.
Yeah. It's kind of mysterious, this whatever it is wrong with his arm, his elbow, whatever it is, shoulder. And he's not getting any younger, Rich. So I don't know. We'll wait and see. But you know what? If Price is healthy, I don't see a better pitching staff in the majors. Do you?
No, I don't, because I think Eduardo Rodriguez is going to have a very good year.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you got Carson Smith coming back eventually. You've got Tyler Thornburg, who's hurt. He's coming back. When those guys are healthy, look out.
Yeah, and I like Joe Kelly in that late-inning role. He looked very good with 2 shutout innings last night. And then the offense, yeah, they're going to miss David Ortiz, but in some ways, they'll be, I think, a more difficult team to defend because they've got that added element of speed without Big Poppy clogging up the bases.
There you, That's a very good point. Very good point. Now you've only got Pablo Sandoval clogging up the bases if he ever gets on.
Oh, he's a lean, mean fighting machine. Come on.
Yeah. Well, but Pablo's got some issues. He's, again, at third base, what, two errors in two games?
Mm.
But Rich, don't worry. We got a man on it. Jared Kushner has been hired to help.
Well, good.
I understand he solved the crisis in Syria this morning. Tonight he plans to take care of the national debt, and then he'll fly to Detroit to work with Panda.
So he's moving a piece in the Middle East to next week's to-do list again?
Yeah, well, you can't do everything in,
Not to get overtly, why not? Here's what I love about Kushner, that if you read what's going on, it sounds like he may be the guy to push Steve Bannon out of there.
That's what I'm talking, man. It's chaos in the White House. Utter ineptitude. It's just a wonderful thing to see. Oh, man. And then we've got Ivanka. Oh, boy.
On
the payroll.
She can't solve everything. She's doing the best she can.
I understand. Oh, mommy, this is too good.
We're talking to Jerry Montu here on Downtown. Well, let's really get you cranked up because it's day one. It's day one of the Masters. And this great event, this traditional event that celebrates the greatest in white people every year.
Do you think he has a 6-iron from there, Rich, or can he get it with a 5?
It's about a 5, I think. The wind, it's a beautiful, fragrant. Do I smell jasmine in the air?
The sweet smell of complicity.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just too good. It's just too good. I just hope you get a chance to go down there and experience for yourself firsthand what it's like to work in a fiefdom like Augusta National. Oh, it's beyond description unless you've been there and you've worked behind the scenes and seen exactly what goes on there.
So, was it Hootie and the people like that? What made you craziest in your time covering the Masters?
Yeah, well, the big thing for me is you had to have permission to do anything, and it had to go in front of a committee. I mean, it was like working in a police state is what it was, because they control everything and they know it. They know it. You know, they have one year contracts with the networks, and they do that because they want to keep them under their thumbs. Everything is controlled. Absolutely, every blade of grass is controlled. Every color, every flower, everything. It's a bit breezy at Augusta National right now. It's a tough course without the wind, and it's showing up on the leaderboard. Nobody's going really, really low. Believe me, Donald Trump knows this.
I can't believe they can't control the winds there by this point.
They will. Plans are underway to build a wall around Augusta National. A very, very tall, very beautiful, the biggest wall, the best wall. That'll keep the wind out, Rich, and Jim Nance will pay for it.
Speaking of Nance, we were talking about this a little earlier. There was a very flattering Washington Post piece on Jim Nance earlier this week, and it's gotten some criticism from folks who I guess can't believe that everything can be as much sunshine and lollipops as Jim Nance wants to project in every broadcast he does. And I hear those complaints. I don't know. Where do you come down on that?
Well, that's exactly the way Jim is in real life. To be honest with you, he is, I give him a lot of crap, but he is an incredibly nice person. He's always been very nice to me. So what you hear is what he is. I mean, what you see on TV and what you hear is exactly the way he is in real life. He's a very, very nice guy. We disagree politically, but he's a really nice man. I got to be honest with you.
Well, yeah, and I look, in a world of sports talk that's been taken over by angry people for no apparent reason, I guess I'll take the sunshine of Jim Nance every once in a while as a pleasant break.
Yeah, sure. He's a step above Dick Enberg. You know, he's not quite as vanilla as Enberg was, but just he's a genuinely warm, friendly human being, and I'll leave it at that.
Who's a guy that you really enjoy watching? You're a fan of their work, and you think they do it right, even in these changing times.
I like Dave O'Brien.
Me too. You know? Me too. Thank you.
Yeah, he brings a really nice, you know, nothing against Don Orsillo, but he was so bland. But O'Brien brings this really nice mixture of information, and he's got a little comedic touch too. You know, he knows when to kick back and relax and have fun with Remy, and it's really nice to see and nice to hear. He's excellent. I really like him.
No, I'm with you completely on that, and a really great guy as well, who had some other opportunities, including I guess a chance to do Dodgers games, but wanted to be back here closer to home.
Yeah, good man. Great choice.
Absolutely. Do you, for Red Sox games, do you prefer to watch them or listen to them?
Boy, that's a good one. Because I love Joe. Joe Castiglione. When he first started, he was annoying as hell. But he grows on you, and I really, really appreciate everything he brings to the broadcast. So. I'm torn. I'm torn right down the middle. As much as I love to watch him, he paints a really good picture, you know, on the radio. So I'm going to go 50-50. I'm right on the fence, Rick.
All right. What about the Celtics? Have you been caught up in that at all?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm a big front runner, as you know, and when they were making a run for a. The best team in the East. I was caught up in that, but as Isaiah Thomas put it, after the egg they laid against Cleveland last night, I'm not convinced that they're going to go past the second round of the playoffs. But yeah, I've been following them a bit. My impression is they need another guy who can score. They can't just depend on Thomas, because when he's out of the game, they are a completely different team.
You want your Patriots?
Another guy. They're one scorer short of being a real threat.
No, I think you're right there. Do you want your Patriots to sign Richard Sherman?
No.
No. How come?
I think they're just fine the way they are. You know what? I've kind of lost track of Malcolm Butler. What's going on with him?
Well, I think that's what he would like to know as well. Nothing right now. It's pretty quiet out there.
Okay, well, if they get him back, I think they're going to be fine. Maybe if they don't get him back, they make a run for Richard Sherman. I don't know, but I just have a sneaky feeling that Belichick is going to be very happy, even if they make no changes from here on out.
Would you want Adrian Peterson in a Patriots uniform under any circumstances?
Yeah, absolutely. Sure, why not? Why not? First of all, I don't think what he did was all that bad, because my dad did it to me.
With a swatch from a tree?
Well, no. It was a tire iron.
Okay. You bled in four locations?
Huh?
Did you bleed in four locations? I mean, I'm from this. I'm 66. I've been around, but I don't know.
He bled in four locations?
Yes, the kid bled in four locations.
Oh, I didn't realize that. No, I don't want him on the team.
Yeah. That's the line.
That. Right. I thought he was just spanked.
No, they found bruises and blood in four locations.
Never mind. You talked me out of it. Yeah.
AP's gone, just like that.
I don't want him.
No, so tomorrow morning, tell me about your day, because I like to envision what a day in the life of Jerry is like. Are you getting up in the wee smalls to go out and take some pictures?
No, tomorrow's going to be cloudy. Otherwise, I would. But then I have to prepare for the slew.com tomorrow at 4:30, and that takes up a few hours of my day. But I tell you what, if it was going to be clear, I would get up very, very early, 2 o'clock, go out, whether it's a Scudic or Acadia, do my Milky Way thing until about 4:30 in the morning, come back, get a few hours sleep, and then do SLU.
And then
die for 2 days.
Well, there you go. Now, we mentioned the gallery, of course, and your photography, and you're also selling some of those beautiful night sky shots that you've taken.
Yeah, I am. I never thought I was going to get into this, Rich, to be honest with you, but it's so much fun when you finally learn how to do it properly, correctly. It is a blast. And the thing is, nobody really knows what the Milky Way looks like. because with the naked eye, it has a kind of a dull, milky look to it, hence the name Milky Way. But when you bring it back in and you look at the photographs you've taken, you can actually turn them into any color you feel like it, which is pretty cool.
Well, it's some beautiful work. Again, stop by the Montreux Gallery in Ellsworth, see Jerry, and if he is dozing off in the corner, just give him a little nudge and wake him up gently.
Yeah. Or not so gently, if you want. I just don't care anymore.
Either way. Jerry, always a pleasure to talk with you, my friend. And just remember those magical four words, in Jared we trust.
Very, very good. I hope he doesn't bleed in four places.
Well, not yet, at least. Like stigmata, I think.
Take care, boys.
All right. We'll see you, Jerry.
See ya.
That's Jerry Montour talking with us here on Downtown on your Thursday afternoon program.